أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So tonight ushers in a new year, the year 1441. And we begin it by remembering Hussein. To energize our batteries, basically. To be able to look and understand what our legacies are, what life is all about. And you know what? If you cannot attend a majlis, then read about Imam. Shed a tear. Raise your hands in dua. Because Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that even if there are two people who get together to remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the third is an angel who prays for both of them. Absolutely phenomenal. But first of all, a little bit about the first of Muharram. Fasting on the first day of Muharram is highly recommended. Imam Ridha alayhi salam asked his companion Rayyan ibn Shabib, "Are you fasting?" And he said, "No." Imam said, "Ya ibn Shabib, this is the day when Zakariya at the age of 75 prays to his Rabb for a child." And maybe you can highlight this in your Quran. It's Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah 38. "Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba innaka samiyud du'a." My Rabb, grant me with love a righteous progeny. Indeed, you are the one who hears du'as. And the du'a was immediately answered. Remember, Allah accepts his du'a, commands the angel to go to his mihrab, announce the good news of a son, Yahya. This is Ayah 39. "And Allah yubashiruka bi Yahya." Allah gives you the good news of Yahya. So Imam Sadiq says, one who fasts and invokes Allah, Allah will accept the dua as he did the dua of Zakariya. It's basically the impossible becoming the possible. It is mustahab to fast for the first 9 days of the month. And obviously on the day of Ashura, we remember the martyrs of Karbala. We do not eat until after Asr. But starting now, recite Surah Al-Ikhlas as much as possible and recite the Ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, possibly known as Ziyarah to Ashura. I'll tell you a little bit about Ziyarah to Ashura today, so inshallah we can recite it from tonight and forevermore. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, "If you live in far and distant lands and are unable to travel to visit the grave of Imam Hussein, turn towards the direction of his grave. Send greetings to him and ask Allah to withdraw his mercy from his enemies." Ziyarah is derived from the word zawr, which means to deflect or draw away from something. A zayr moves away from everything but the one he wishes to visit. There is the aspect of a total focus on the person we are visiting so much that one becomes united through this spiritual, physical or historic meeting. Ziyarat al-Ashura is attributed to Imam Baqir, who passed it to his companions. There are two versions. One is the popular text and one is not so popular. So we find it's printed in Biharul Anwar by Muhammad Baqir Majlisi and Mafatihul Jinan by Abbas Qummi. Ziyarat al-Ashura is a dedication of oneself to Imam and his cause, a separation from his enemies, a declaration of faith and loyalty, a commitment and firmness to the cause. In essence, it's an expression of tawalla, which is in essence seeking perfection, and tabarra, which is fleeing from imperfection. Now, inshallah, we will look as we go along at the concepts of salam and la'na in the ziyarah and obviously extracts from the ziyarah. But for today, I'd like to tell you a story. On a hot summer's day, an ant felt a drop of water splash in front of her. She looked up and she saw an awesome eagle soaring with its wings stretched out in the skies. Her little ant heart started beating fast, and in that moment she fell in love, head over heels, with the eagle. All her days and nights were spent thinking and dreaming of the eagle. How could she ever catch his attention? After all, she was merely an ant, and he was a magnificent eagle. Well, I believe that I am that ant, and the eagle is Hussein. How do I get him to look at little me so I too can understand and recognize his Rabb, the Rabb of Hussein? After all the devastation on the day of Ashura, with a child's body in his hands, How did this phenomenal human being say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, ridham bi qadaihi wa tasliman li amri. We are from Allah and to Him we return. I accept what He has intended and I am content with His order. How did he say that? How did he understand that in the middle of chaos, there is Allah? And that is something we will try and look at through the event of Ashura, enabling us to recognize the Rabb of Hussein through Hussein. May Allah give us the tawfiq to be able to fall in love with the Rabb of Hussein and his book. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.